We are honored to have on the director of Jezebel, Kevin Grudert. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. And, you know, so we're profiling several of the movies that are going to be coming out over the next 2 months. And this is the one we're most excited about. Of course, we know you as the editor of all of the Saw movies. And you also directed
really?
A couple
those.
Of the last ones. I know. I love the Saw franchise.
Good.
So very, very big fans of your work. Cannot wait for Jezebel. I'll tell our listeners a little bit about the film so everyone's ready for it. Sarah Snook plays a young woman who, returning to her childhood home in Louisiana to recuperate from a horrific car accident, comes face to face with a long tormented spirit that has been seeking her return and has no intention of letting her escape. Kevin, this doesn't sound like Saw. It sounds a little bit different, right?
It is. It's a pretty strong attempt for me to kind of extend myself beyond the world of the Saw movies. I love those films, but we made 7, and I really don't need to backtrack too much.
I love every single one of those.
I do too.
Okay, good. Well, the first one I directed was Saw 6, so that's my favorite. But the first one's great too, and as you know, it's in theaters this week.
Oh, that's right. It's the 10-year anniversary, right?
10 years.
But,
wow.
I also wanted to point out the writer of Jezebel is a guy named Robert Ben Grant, and maybe you've seen him on Reno 911. He's one of the founders of that. He wrote Night at the Museum and a bunch of big comedies that you associate with Family Fair.
Yeah.
But when you see Jezebel, it's as different from that world as it is from Saw. So he's really extending himself into new territory with this film. As well. So we're both, you know, we have a lot at stake.
Oh, absolutely. And so what is it with, you know, in terms of filmmakers, writers, directors, even actors, we see a lot of comedic actors doing dramatic work and vice versa. You know, what kind of, you know, what's the drive behind that?
Well, nobody wants to be pigeonholed. And, you know, when I first got interested in film, I was making comedies, pretty dark comedies, but comedies nonetheless. And people were skeptical at first of hiring me to work in horror. So now that I've established myself as a horror editor and director, I try and go back to comedy. People just laugh. It's really hard to be known for anything else. And so I really envy directors that can play all the genres. There just aren't that many of them. And I think actors feel the same way. Actors, they want to be as many different kinds of characters as they can. And what's interesting about it is that when you're making a horror film, it's actually very similar to making a comedy because they're both about awkward feelings and...
Getting the reaction.
Yeah, it's all about giving the audience a really visceral reaction to what the character's going through. And even though comedies you think of as very bright in tone and horror movies is very dark, the cinema language is similar in every other way. And I think as an editor, the timing of scares is very similar to the timing of jokes in comedies. So there's really a lot more parallels than most people think.
Okay, excellent. And now, Kevin, Saw, of course, is, you know, torture porn. I love it. I know Eric
loves
it.
Torture porn.
Well, that's what I call it. But, you know, it's blood and gore. You know, this Jezebel opening next week, by the way, November 7th, it's more ghostly, supernatural. As a director, what challenges were you up against that maybe you didn't expect? Or what was the difference here?
Well, I can say that something like Saw, they're very hard movies to make because they're fast moving, and you have to pack them with tons of ideas and shoot a lot of footage in order to make those elaborate traps work. But on the other hand, what makes it a little bit easy is that you know that if you've got some really gory concept and you just put all the pieces together, then you can deliver something that's going to be effective for what the fans are looking for. In something like Jezebel, there's a lot more at stake because it's a more quiet movie. It really only is effective if we've made the characters feel realistic, feel relatable, and have the audience really care about them. Because once Sarah Snook's character is in trouble, it's fairly subtle compared to something like Saw. She's in a very dark, abandoned house out in the middle of nowhere, and she hears very faint sounds off in the distance that... you know, it's a subtle effect that we're creating, and then she starts to see this apparition, and it's only a shadow behind a curtain. That kind of thing, it's hard to make it as effective because it's simply that much more subtle. However, because it's a lot more realistic than Saw, I think that the takeaway for the audience is going to be a lot more memorable.
Excellent! I can't wait. And so, was this filmed in Louisiana? How did you get that authentic feel there?
Well, it takes place in Louisiana, of course, but when we went and scouted locations and met with people in Louisiana at that time, it was so packed with other productions like Django Unchained and many others that we were concerned that we weren't going to be able to get a crew as good as we would have liked. So we went to Wilmington, North Carolina, and lo and behold, there's all kinds of great houses that, you know, the houses of the sort that we needed. The crews were excellent. It's near some really nice beaches. And we said, hey, we should do this movie here. It has a nice tax incentive. And we made it work. One of the houses that I really wanted to shoot at, we asked around and they said, oh, James Wan, who's a friend of mine, is shooting The Conjuring here at the same time as you guys. So
Joseph's
like,
favorite movie.
Oh, really? Okay,
no,
good.
Not really.
I'm kidding.
I don't like Conjuring, right. But I like James Wan. He's a great guy.
yeah, for sure. But so we made our movies, you know, side by side at the same time. In Wilmington, so that was kind of cool. But anyways, we found this absolutely amazing old plantation called Clarendon. It's a brick building of a architectural style that you don't really associate as much with Southern plantations, but here it is. It's authentic looking. No one's ever made a movie there. It's probably haunted. There had been the last inhabitant was an old schizophrenic man.
Wow.
And it had been decades since he'd lived there, and the walls were covered with covered with really strange paintings and drawings, all three floors of it. The place was rotting to the core, and you know, we walked in and said, this is it. This is Jezebel's house, and we were really happy. It was a great experience.
You used the wall hangings that were actually there on set?
Well,
for the set?
We had to clean it up. I mean, this house was really derelict, so we put wallpaper up. But all the fallen plaster you see in the ceiling, that's all the way the place really looks.
Now, Kevin, Jezebel is a PG-13, and we've seen more PG-13 horror movies come out, it seems like, the last 5-10 years or so. But in a wider audience, that's great. Is it tricky at all or a little more difficult in that genre, though, to edit a movie, get it to the PG-13 type of rating? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, it's always a challenge. And, you know, frankly, whatever rating a horror film is going for, when you submit it to the MPAA for their opinion, you're always going to get the worst rating at first. And that certainly went for the Saw movies, where every time we submitted them, we'd get an NC-17, and we'd have to whittle away at them and resubmit many times in order to finally get the R rating. Well, it's the same thing with a PG-13 film. Producers and studios really like the idea of PG-13 because the core audience tends to be, you know, between 16 or 17 years old. So you can't rely on gore, you can't rely on violence, and frankly, just being intense is one of the things that they'll give you the R rating for. Mm. It doesn't even have to be a particularly violent film. So we went through that on Jezebel, had to trim some things out, although it tended to be pretty minor. So I think if you saw the R version back-to-back with this one, you probably wouldn't even notice the difference significantly. It's kind of a mind game, unfortunately, that we have to play with the sensors. But you know, I was happy with the way it turned out, and frankly, I was happy with doing it as a PG-13 film because it really is more of a date movie than your average horror film.
Wonderful. Well, again, we can't wait for it, and especially because the cast here. I want to point out that Sarah Snook, great actress. She doesn't have that accent that she has in this film, though, does she?
No. She's a truly amazing actress, and I can say that the first she first came to my attention when we were casting Jezebel. Couldn't find anybody that we really liked, and our producers called me at about 9 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday, and said, "You have to meet this girl." And I looked at some audition pieces that she did. For example, for the girl with the dragon tattoo, she was one of the top two or three contenders for David Fincher's film, and I watched and said, Holy heck, that girl is, like, really good. And the problem is she seems like she's Swedish, and I don't think a Swedish girl can do a Southern accent. Well, guess what? She's Australian and has done all kinds of accents and all kinds of different parts. So I met with her that night, and from that moment on, I just said we have to do whatever it takes to get Sarah Snook in this movie.
Definitely. I think she's going to be huge. You know, great actress, very talented. And, of course, the movie also stars one of our friends, Mark Weber, who's been on the show before.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, great guy. You know, he made that film about him and his son.
Love that movie, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great film. So, you know, he's very talented as well, isn't he?
Yeah. And neither of them had done horror films before, but because they're just such good actors, it truly doesn't matter. I mean, they really sell the parts. And Mark, it was the same kind of thing. I'd auditioned countless people, and then somebody said, oh, my God, Mark Webber's agreed to meet with you. And he walked in the room, and as was the case with Sarah, you just feel you're in the room with a movie star. I can't really describe how awesome that is. And I wasn't even intending to audition him, but he said, let me see the lines. And he just sat and read them, and he was Preston. Like, it really felt like something magical. So, it really worked out nicely, casting-wise.
Wonderful. And, finally, before we let you go, what are you working on next? Is there another film that's going to be coming out soon? Are you working on anything?
Yeah, I've actually shot another film for producer Jason Blum called Visions, and I'm really excited about this one. It stars Isla Fisher and Jim Parsons, Anson Mount, and Eva Longoria, and Gillian Jacobs, and it's a little bit similar in a sense. Isla Fisher plays a woman who, with her husband, buys a vineyard because they want to start a winery, and she's pregnant and starts to experience hauntings in this remote vineyard house. So I think you can see the parallels, but it goes in a very different direction and has a really exciting third act that I think is on a Sixth Sense Bruce Willis level crazy twist. So I think you're going to like it.
And talk about actors.
As long as Isla Fisher's in it, I'll like it.
Oh, yes, I know.
Isla is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, another Australian. Great.
Yep.
And then Jim Parsons, of course. I mean, so, these are comedic actors doing a horror movie. I cannot wait for that one. I cannot wait for Visions. We'd love to have you on back to talk about Visions. But,
that would be great.
But until then, we want to encourage everyone to check out Jezebel. It opens Friday, November 7th. Is it strictly in theaters or also video on demand?
It's in video on demand and in theaters.
Okay, excellent. So one way or another, check out Jezebel November 7th. That's next weekend. And again, director Kevin Grudert, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for making Jezebel. Thank you for making a couple of those
Saw movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. It was really fun.
Great. Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right, you too. I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.